Boy, welcome back, everybody. Welcome back to baseball 2022. I was just saying to Raf, I can't believe we're doing this again. And for me, it's year, 26 of talking baseball in the Bay Area. For Raf, it's year 18 that he and I have been together producing the show. But it's going to be a tremendous year. The stories of baseball are out there. I'm so glad we've gotten the labor part behind us. And when you go over the list of players and things that went on in baseball here in the last few weeks, it's mind-boggling the way this game has bounced back. And we've got a full season ahead of us, a couple of more spring training games down here, and then it's 162 right ahead of us. So it's going to be very exciting. So I'm glad to be back with you. It's going to be a great story. The mosaic is blank, as we like to say. Thank you, Larry Kruger. And, you know, the story will be told every day. But this is a team, just saying to Raf, that won 107 games last year. They went 23-7 down the stretch. They had winning streaks of 6 and 9 games down the stretch. They couldn't lose. And they beat the Dodgers by a game and went to game 5 of the division series before losing. And the 107 wins, an amazing amount of wins for this franchise, a franchise record. Of course, the last time they had won 100, you got to go back to 93 when they didn't make the playoffs in Dusty's first year. But boy, 107 wins, and it is something that you sit back and say, how did that happen? And the Giants have a way of doing it. They have put together a tremendous staff, 13, 14 coaches. They've got an analytics department that rivals NASA now. And they are the most prepared team, I felt, in baseball last year. I didn't think anybody pushed them around. And I think we've got more of the same coming up. They've gone out and gotten some new players. And, well, there's a lot to talk about. You know, they're a little bit older offensively, and that's going to be an issue. And it's something to talk about as we go through spring training. But you look at the players that have been signed by them, and these are the major league contracts, and maybe there's more to come. As we say, maybe there's more to come in this story. Huh? Trevor's story, who knows? But look, they went out and got Alex Cobb, a good right-handed pitcher. Alex Wood is back. I talked to DeSclafani yesterday in the clubhouse down here. He is back and happy to be here. And I'll tell you the one guy I can't wait to see pitch, and that's Carlos Rodon. He has that look in his eye. This guy can bring it. And as I like to say, he can hit. This guy can pitch. And he went 8 1/3, no-hit innings. Well, he pitched a no-hitter last year, 8 1/3, perfect. And he ended up hitting someone on the toe. I said, how did you do that? He said, well, he didn't get out of the way. But this is a good left-handed pitcher. He's had a couple of injury issues over the years, but I like talking to him, and he's got that look in his eye. I think he can be a big star. Jock Peterson is here. And Jock Peterson, of course, from Palo Alto. And look, he's been in 75 playoff games with the Dodgers every year, and then, of course, with Atlanta last year. And this is a guy who can hit in the clutch. And he's a good platoon player. He can reach the Cove without a doubt. And he's going to see a lot of playing time. So that's a good part. And then it's Jacob Junis. This is a swing guy, a good fastball. And, you know, they love to start and relieve. And he's going to be a big part of what goes on this year as well. But I think the big thing for me, being down here and going over to the ballpark the last few days and seeing the team, is Gabe Kapler. And he's a totally different person than I remember. Don't forget, we haven't been out there, I haven't, for a couple of years because of COVID and everything else. So seeing Gabe Kapler now and just listening to him talk to the press and just seeing how he carries himself, he has put this team together. And the key to being a manager, it's not the strategy. Yes, he can go and make the pitching move when he has to make it, but that stuff is kind of scripted. And we all are there with him. We understand that. But the way he handles the clubhouse and the whole organization, that's the key to Gabe Kapler, is that he has that rapport with everybody and gets the best out of them. So we've got a lot to look forward to. It's going to be a great story. You don't know where it's going to go, but I'm telling you something, every day we can't wait for the next game. It's a pleasure to start the show today. I mean, this is our traditional opener, and we bring in Larry Baer, who's the CEO and president of the Giants, and we do this every spring. He's always my first guest, and I love having him on. Larry, how are you?
I'm doing well, Marty. How are you? It's so great hearing your voice. I think I joined the Legion of fans that say if it's a weekend morning and Marty's on the air, all is good in the Giants world, and it feels like we're about to embark on a wonderful 6-7 month journey.
Well, you never know where it's going to go. And look at last year, who, you know, everyone predicted 72 wins. I said, oh, maybe 80. And 107, you know, a franchise record. And just your reaction, just looking back over the winter to that season, when you think about it, what jumps out at you?
Well, one thing, and actually this relates to, I think, something when I got on the line, I heard you talking a little bit about, you know, managing a clubhouse, and you talked a little bit about Gabe. And what jumps out at me about that team, and this happened a lot in the championship seasons with Boach and you know, with also Dusty, some great seasons we had with Dusty and Felipe. So much of what happens in baseball, and probably more than the other sports because of the 162 games and the long season and the spring training, so much of what happens is not only between first pitch and last out, but between last out and first pitch, mm-hmm. right? So it's how you manage the clubhouse. It's how the number 25 or number 26 guy is still motivated and ready to come into a game and ready to appear. And the guy that might be the last on the bullpen in the bullpen order is ready for an extra inning game or what have you. And Gabe just did a magnificent job. The 14 coaches did magnificent jobs to, you know, pull that all together. And it was, I mean, what I loved about last season, and it ended up showing very much in the win total, was the togetherness of the group. And that is, you know, a lot of credit to a lot of people on the, you know, that happening. Gabe, the coaches, you know, Farhan, Scott, and the group for putting the right personalities into the clubhouse, right? Because not all personalities can jive with that and have that selflessness that allows for the team to really function as a unit. Marty, you saw it. I mean, we had a lot of guys coming up and down with options, and it all worked.
Boy, but there's no Buster Posey this year. This is going to be different. You know, he's been out. Of course, he opted out of 2020, and he had the injuries back in 2011. But there's no Buster Posey for the first time. How about that?
Yeah, how about that? I mean, it's, you know, it's walking into last week, walking in for the first time and seeing no Buster, and I've actually talked to Buster since. It's, you know, it's turning the page. This one's a hard page to turn. I think we'll be fine because we have a lot of confidence in Kirk Casale, Joey Bart coming through, and others in the system. But this one, he was such a spiritual force for us in a quiet way, right? Not a jump up and down animated person as much, but
he's not wearing pearls like Jock Peterson, right?
He had the respect. What's that?
He's not wearing pearls like Jock Peterson.
Well, and you need those characters too. You need those
absolutely
characters. You need folks that are going to have, you know, it's a mix. I remember you talk about Buster. We knew Buster had something special. That very first full year, right, 2010. Mm-hmm. Think about the catcher is kind of the manager of the pitching staff, right, has to be. And think about the personalities in that 2010 year that Buster managed on the mound. Everything from Barry Zito to Brian Wilson to Sergio Romo to mm-hmm. Tim Lincecum to Madison Bumgarner. I mean, it was, you know, a wide range and a real continuum. And you need that. You need that on a team. And I think that certainly with Jock, Farhan knows him well, Gabe knows him well, and I think they see that in Jock for sure.
Yeah, I love it. I think it's a great pickup. He can reach the cove, I'll tell you that. And he's a player of this generation. He's going to walk, he's going to strike out, but he's going to give you that excitement. You're not going to want to leave your seat when he comes up. That's the way I look at him.
Well, we have the designated hitter, right? So in the National League. So
I didn't want to bring it up. I didn't want to mention it to you. But go ahead. I'll ask you. What's your reaction?
Sending it off. we've been fending it off, but I was saying it in relation, Marty, to Jock, right? That, you know, Jock is going to, that's going to be a piece that is going to be important for us, you know, where he can be in the lineup two different ways, right? And he's going to be, you know, he's valuable, and I think there'll be other possible, you know, additions. You know how our group works. We're never really over with, right? So we'll be looking up all the way up to opening day to add, and maybe some tweaks, and maybe some people that players that may not, you know, have big names like Jock does, but you know, we could still add to this team, you know, over the next 3 weeks before opening day.
Do you see another free agent maybe coming in over the next few weeks? I know the Trevor Story is all over the place. We're getting down to Jorge Soler and Trevor Story. That's about it for position players. Do you see perhaps another free agent coming in?
I don't know. I think it's possible, but I think I wouldn't. You know, we've been able to do some things around the edges where, you know, whether they're minor league free agents or folks that could come in. I mean, even Matt Boyd, take the Matt Boyd transaction, which, you know, kind of nobody's really, you know, focused on it, and rightfully so. And, he had an injury. He's not going to be available till about June. But we think he could really be a hidden gem. You think about what Doval gave us ultimately at the back end of the season last year. So the adds to the teams wouldn't necessarily be a free agent, but you know, major league free agent could be somebody that's a little bit, you know, would sneak up on the fans a little bit.
Well, the other one is Carlos Martinez, you know, from the Cardinals. Remember, this is a major guy who, you know, is a starter for a few years, good out of the bullpen, and that's another guy that you have to watch.
Huge upside. With him, obviously, he performed at the highest level. So we think, you know, again, we've had a decent track record, and this is something that we pride ourselves on, a decent track record in helping get guys to a level, you know, back from either from injury or from performance issues. The other, you know, obviously, it was 2 weeks ago. It feels like it was 2 months ago, but the Rondon signing, we're really excited. I just met him. About an hour ago for the first time. What a tremendous force he can be for us. And, needs to stay healthy and all. But, again, he could be at the very top of the league if everything goes well.
Well, I got to talk with him last couple of days, and he was born in Miami, so we have that connection in Miami. Mm-hmm. But he, of course, moved to North Carolina and part of North Carolina State. But, Larry, this guy's got the look in his eye. Did you get that feeling when you talked to him? You don't want to be facing this guy on the mound. And he went, look, 8 1/3 perfect last year. But he has the look, and I like that. It's that Bumgarner look.
Yeah. He's a no-nonsense guy.
Yeah, he is.
I could tell. I tell you, I got it from a very good source yesterday. I was talking to Kirk Casale, and he said he caught his first bullpen with Rondon, I think 2 days ago, and said, he just looked at me and said, oh my goodness.
Mm-hmm.
You know? I mean, you can really tell from bullpen. And this is a bullpen, you know, this is an early bullpen, right? This was his first bullpen since he arrived, and he was, you know, apparently lighting it up. And that's Casale. Nobody know better than Kurt. Kurt's seen a lot, and he's really looking forward to catching him.
So this is a big year for the ball club. Look, come off 107 wins and just a magical season, but COVID was in the middle of it, and we still were dealing with it. How do you get the fans back to the way it was prior to 2020?
Yeah, you know, I'm glad you asked that question, Marty, because look, we have had such magical fan experiences and fan support over the last decade or so. Go back to, you know, 8 straight sold out seasons, going back to 2010, through 2017. And we've just had such great fan support. And then all of a sudden, you know, we had a couple of off years and, you know, 18, 19. And then we had the pandemic. And then this offseason, you know, it wasn't 100% clear we were going to start on opening day and the home opener, which we are. And it wasn't 100% clear we were going to play 162 games, which we are. So you put all that together, and, you know, it's been a little bit of up and down. I mean, the good news, and then obviously last year we didn't have the full ballpark to be able to fill the capacity. You know, we had social distancing and everything for half the season. So and no fans in 2020. So put all that together, I feel like now in 2022. I mean, it's like kind of all the, you know, obstacles and difficulties and challenges us and the society has faced while the pandemic's not over with. We have, you know, such great vaccination rates in the Bay Area, et cetera. I mean, we are really a good spot for the fans to come back and enjoy Giants baseball the way they know it. And that's exciting. And we're welcoming fans back. We're, you know, all sorts of offers, you know, in all sorts of days we're going to have. We're going to honor Buster Posey, you know, because Buster really never had a chance to say goodbye. That's going to be on Saturday, May 7th. We have a Will Clark retirement. They're retiring his jersey July 30th. We've got a obviously opening day. And we're also going to allow fans to come to some April, May games for $5. That's the offer we have out through the next 48 hours. So, you know, so all of that is really, you know, I think it's our way of opening our arms and saying, you know, this is, you know, and the world is tough still. And we've got a lot of really, you know, troubling things happening in the world, a war, you know, and other things. And so maybe this baseball can come back and fill that role that we know, you know, Marty, is so vital in people's lives.
Yeah, it is. It's that moment that when we can just go back to being a kid again. And it's built on the generations, and I that's the beauty of the Giants. And you get it, Mario gets it, Yuva and Peter always had it. You sustain that connection to what baseball is, and that's the way it was built. So you guys do that. I'm looking forward to the Will Clark day. And, you know, I say get him a statue, you know. I think Will is just such a major part of what this franchise is all about.
He is, and, you know, he's still, you see him around the ballpark, he's still engaged with us, and you think about his generations, right? So, you know, I went to the games with my dad and watched Willie Mays, Willie McCovey, Juan Marichal, and not in the early days, but, you know, still being able to watch them in their prime. And we have so many folks that are Giants fans that are raising children and coming to the games where Will Clark was their hero. And it was really the, you know, the Will Clark, Matt Williams, Robbie Thompson era. And you know, and the fans have just been, you know, really, really excited about being able to honor their childhood hero, you know, Will. Because if you're in your, whatever, 30s, 40s, you grew up with Will. So, and, you know, and he provided such great moments. And he, you know, was really the catalyst for the bounce back for the franchise. You know, after 86. Some tough years in the mid-'80s, we had some tough years. And then Will, you know, when he broke in, hit home run first game against Nolan Ryan, and then off we go and won the division in 87 and got to the World Series in 89. That was Will. You know, those were Will's moments. So, yeah, so it'll be great to honor him, and he's very excited. I think we're going to have half of the state of Louisiana, with us. Yeah.
Oh, good. I'm glad that's absolutely worth it. Well, the team won 107 games, you know, and you've been out there with Mays, McCovey, and Kevin Mitchell, and everybody else, and you've seen it over the years, Linscombe and everyone. And this team wins 107 games. How about that? We'll end on that one. How about that?
How about that? And then, you know, and you adjust, and baseball is, it's not a different sport. You know, 60 feet, 6 inches, you know, 90 feet between the bases, 60 feet, 6 inches home plate. But it is a sport that evolves, and it will always evolve, right? And I think we've got, you know, really kind of the best of breed in the front office, on the field, you know, in the people on the business side that are, you know, presenting it to the fans. I'm really proud of the organization, and you know, it takes a village to get to 107 wins, so I think we're ready to, you know, I won't say 108 or bust, But I do think, Marty, I think we're poised to have a good, strong year.
Well, as long as you win one more than the Dodgers, that's all it takes. You know that.
There you
but
go.
You said there 90 you feet between the bases. That's if you're not using the big base. Now you got to remember.
Okay. All right, Marty. I got you. 98 feet at 11.5 inches.
Thank you. Yes, we've changed that. All right, we're evolving.
89 feet and 11.5 inches, yeah.
I got you. No, I understand. We're evolving. All right, a pleasure to have you on. I look forward to seeing you and sitting down and chatting.
Look forward to a great year with you. Thanks.
All right, thanks for being on. All right, that's Larry Bear. Well, what a pleasure. We always open up spring training together, and you never know where this conversation's going to go. All right, Bill Lasky, of course, is with us. Kerry Crowley. We've got a good show for you. It is baseball 2022. It's spring training, Giants and Rockies today. Logan Webb was fabulous last night. So was Marcus Stroman, and the Giants got a hit finally in the eighth inning last night. So Bill, Kerry, and I will kick it around and get their thoughts on the winter and what's ahead and some of the challenges when we come back right after these messages. KMBR 680-1045, the sports leader.